Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's media. You're going to work some holidays. I don't know why this is a revelation to some people, but apparently it is. Welcome to Hour 3 here on this glorious Black Friday. Yours truly, Steve Zabin. You can find me on Twitter at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, with the legend, Doc Walker. A guy that I watched when I was in my pajamas,
yeah,
when I
12.
Was a boy.
Yeah, no.
You know, I mean, 83 was probably, what was your best year, Doc? 81, 82,
I bet you we won the champ. We won in 80, whenever we won.
The 82, 83
83 was our best.
Yeah. So I was 14 years old back then. I guess I wasn't wearing my footy pajamas at that
no,
point.
No, 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 you were.
But let me tell you, having you guys be a world champion caliber team with the great Joe Jackson Gibbs as coach during my formative can't yet drive, no girls will talk to me yet stage of my life is a blessing and a gift that never goes away. I've talked about this a number of times with fellow sports fans that if you are an adolescent and your teams are really good before you become 16, 17, before girls come into the picture, before drinking comes into the picture, when all you have to do is to nerd out about sports, having a great football team is amazing. And it was fun, man. It was so damn good.
I go wherever you were 12. Again, that's why the Dodgers for me, the team that you pull for you or closest to you are champions.
What year were you 12, Doc?
67.
Okay.
68.
And I could look up the list of World Series champions, but the Dodgers were what that year?
Drysdale, Peronowski. They were just always good. Lakers, always good.
People. Also, you being an L.A. guy, how did you feel about this year's World Series? Thrilled, I bet.
Well, yeah, because we don't always win it in it. Getting the job done.
We don't always win it.
Don't always win it.
Yeah, right. You've only won three in the last 5
yeah,
years.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. But they're around it. So you've got a healthy childhood. You never suck. But you're not necessarily king of the hill, but you're not in last place.
It was a phenomenal World Series. Mm-hmm. And I was pulling for the Blue Jays. I don't hate your Dodgers like some of my buddies do. I think it's a bit absurd, the salary structure, the lack of a salary cap in baseball. The Dodgers winning it the way they did and what they're going to do this offseason.
Well, the Red Sox, the Yankees,
I know,
Padres.
I know. They all
spend. Well, no, you really don't know because you're singling them
you're singling out.
Yeah,
the Dodgers?
Yeah, and I'm going,
well,
wait a minute. But you're not talking about the Giants.
Yeah, but you're the
Giants
worst.
Are filthy rich. The Padres are filthy rich.
I know.
So they spend tons of money, too. It's not like the Dodgers are the only people doing this.
Can I hate how it works without directing hate at what you're doing?
No.
Well, yeah, that's where I stand. Like, you're doing what Manfred allows. And a real commissioner would not allow you to defer $500 million into the next millennium, which is what he's done. So it's not just you're spending more than everybody, it's spending that is on the margins, that is in the ether, that is in the, yeah, we'll get it to you someday sort of a thing. That's that's
but
wrong.
When it happens here, when the Nationals are paying millions of dollars of people in other uniforms, that's okay?
Or guys who have retired.
Like or don't even play baseball anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, did you see where the Angels – I think the Angels did buy out Rendon this week. Or there is rumors of it. Ben, can you check that?
Yeah, he's retiring.
He's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they retired. So Rendon settled. I guess he settled for less than what they owed him to actually fully retire. Look that story up.
I got you.
That guy was awesome here.
He was smooth.
But you want to know something?
Smooth.
And he turned into a giant jag bag who openly hated baseball once he got the big deal with the Angels. And I'm like, bro, you got to pretend like you like baseball.
It's not a joke that he hated baseball. He
honesty
was
is the
open.
Best way, but it's going to be he will be resented for that way. And he was such a talented player.
I know. So what's the rest of his life? Sitting in giant mansions with a handful of friends and just a reputation of, yeah, he was great at hitting a baseball but hated it. That's got to be an empty life. Now, I wouldn't mind signing up for it, you know, private
jets. Yeah, you take a shot at it.
Right? I try to make a meaningful existence of it. But
I just remember him being highly competitive, just super play. That team in 2017, when you get robbed of I call it the victory lap. In any sport, you're a champion, but you do get no victory lap because of the COVID. So nobody got to go and parade you around. You never got the victory lap. And it just crushes your popularity. That buzz is, you die for it. And then you get to the point, they never got it.
Never got it.
They never got it. And I'm not mad at the learners because they're not lying. They're real estate people.
Yeah, they're looking to flip this thing, which is literally just, a short walk away from where we sit right now.
And I can't wait. Let's do it.
I know.
I want a baseball guy. I want people that want.
I know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They put the house on the market, didn't like the offers, took the sign out of the yard.
Yeah.
Artie Moreno of the Angels did the same thing. Put the sign in the yard, didn't like the offers, took it out of
there. They're going to wait now for this collective bargaining agreement thing after next year.
1,000%.
That's why one's selling now.
Yeah. If you sell your team now, you're an idiot. Oh, and then this week in baseball, as I swerved into baseball talk when I had no intention of it, but we're here now.
Sports talk.
It's sports talk. The Hal Steinbrenner, or as I call him, medium Stein. Big Stein is up in the heavens, we think. Medium Stein's running things. Little Stein, the third, he's not really in the picture, but Medium Stein had the balls to say in an interview when somebody said, well, are you saying you're not profitable? He goes, well, I mean, you can't just put it that way. You have no idea what it costs to run a major league team. And then started rattling off this and that and this and that. And most of the world was like, shut up about all of this.
Did he mention yes?
No, he dodged around that.
Okay. All right.
The Yankees are profitable in any way you want to slice it.
Yeah.
Don't pee on our shoes and tell us it's rain. We know they're profitable, but that's the length that owners in baseball will go to try to justify the way the economics of their sport is. Now, they want to get this under control, and so we're probably not going to have baseball in 27, and that's going to suck if it happens.
It's going to be horrible, but when you think of with social media, if you ask the question now, when you think of winners and winning, what's the first pro franchise you think of? Who encompasses winning? When you think, who is the badasses? Yankees.
And now Dodgers.
But I'm just saying, look how long the gap has been.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Celtics, Lakers, you can't help but think what teams are going to come up. And believe it or not, a team that hadn't busted a grape in 30 years, Cowboys are going to come up. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where great marketing comes into.
Sure.
And that's where Jerry is a genius.
Yeah. So anyway, enough of baseball. Let me get back to my opening salvo here this hour, which is it's the holidays. It's Black Friday. This whole building is an absolute ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
The drive-in was also an absolute ghost town on 66,
loved
495,
it.
267.
Loved
pick
it.
A road, doesn't matter. I punched into the GPS. How long is it going to take me to get down here? And I saw the answer, and I go, that can't be right. And I went to Waze, and I said, okay, Waze, how long? They go, nope, same amount of time. Went to Google Maps, same amount of time. I'm like, damn, ain't nobody around. I thought there'd be someone out mingling and mixing today. But that's fine. So Doc and I are here today, and we're eating these innings up until 4:45. We're having a great time doing
this. Your first Black Friday?
On JFK, yeah. I've done many Black Fridays in various iterations on national networks, Fox Sports Radio, Sporting News Radio, Yahoo Sports Radio, Team 980. you know, just to tell me when and where. I've done stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And I have jumped at these opportunities because they are often great chances to steal gigs.
Yeah, a new audience.
New audience. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, take the innings. Take the reps if you're not doing anything else. Mm-hmm. What would I be doing if I was not doing this today?
Eating.
Eating again. Would be eating, going hard down for another nap like I did last night.
Yeah.
Actually, I would be literally seeing Wicked 2 in the theater with the family. And I'm not against that because I saw the first one a year ago and I liked it. And I liked the family experience. But I'm like, you guys go. I got to go do a shift, do work. But I'll see it on my own time. But I'm glad to be here. It's not a big deal to me. It's part of the understanding. I believe that Aaron Andrews understands this principle as well. But when asked about it on a recent podcast, Calm Down with Carissa Thompson, who is, by the way, a gaucho, UC Santa Barbara, you know, me and Carissa.
I don't
know her, by the way. She went to the school a lot later than I did. She talked about it in a way that has drawn a lot of people taking shots at her. And it's kind of unfair. I want you to hear her in her own words first.
This is what one of my first professors said. If you don't want to make $40,000 in your first job, get out. If you don't want to be told you need a nose job, get out. If you don't want to be divorced, get out. If you don't want to work holidays, get out. And I don't say it like that, but I say you gotta love what you do because I miss all holidays. I didn't get married till I was in my 40s. Not that that is going to be your route, but I live out of a suitcase. I miss a lot of stuff. I missed a lot of weddings. I miss a lot of events. You have to love it to get you through the fact I'm not going to be home for Thanksgiving next week. You know, our Christmas is cut short.
All right. So there she was talking about the nature of the job. I found her comments to be completely fair and within context and understandable. But you know how social media works these days. You extract, you bold font the headline, people just scroll and scan, and they go, ugh, she's complaining about working on Christmas and Thanksgiving? Blah. Do you find her comments, Doc, to be fair and reasonable? Or maybe she should just not talk about that fact.
I'd like to know who her target audience was. Definitely not people in the business.
She was answering a email from a listener saying, I would like to get into the business of what you do.
What industry can you get into that doesn't have some group that can convey those same thoughts? Because climbing up, they think you were elevated or levitated into your position.
You know what that I mean? You didn't grind your way there.
Exactly. Yeah. That you didn't, you know, get up at 6 a.m., stay up until midnight or do post-game shows. People don't understand it because it's not what they would like to do. They say it, but they don't really want to go through it. You
They're
know?
Like, can you place me here?
Yeah,
holidays. I don't want to grind for it.
Yeah, I want to be off on weekends. I want to be off on holidays. Well, that's your first assignments.
Yeah.
You know, it's the assignments that no one really wants.
Sure.
And so if you approach it in a way that you use it when you're really young and into the business, you're willing to do anything. CIAA. Women's basketball is highly, not only profitable, favorable, exciting, the whole nine yards.
It's growing.
But 25 years ago, when you had to go cover a game, it's like it was work. You didn't know anybody on the floor. You had to learn them. It's like doing games. People say, what do you miss most about doing games? Talking to the kids' parents. Because there's a grandma, there's an aunt or uncle.
And I know so that proud.
They're like, they are just blushing. Yeah. And when John gets a good block, especially the guys that don't get mentioned in the interior, and you mention that, and they hear it, and they realize that, and what it means to them, the effort that he's giving and that they're going.
Yeah. So when it comes to Aaron Andrews, I understand what she's saying. I think there is no way for her to answer that email in a way that was not going to be intentionally used against her.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, A, she makes $2 million a year, reportedly, just from her sideline gig at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has a very successful podcast with Carissa Thompson that I'm sure adds at least another $250 a year just as side cheese.
Mm-hmm.
She's got endorsements because she's a beautiful, dynamic woman. Mm-hmm. And other than football season, she's not really doing much from February until September.
That's awesome.
Yes. When she says, I miss every holiday, my first gut reaction is, woman, your life's a holiday. Every day's a holiday. What are you talking about? You miss holidays.
Yeah.
So you miss the literal turkey on the literal day. You can't have a dinner tonight with turkey, with family. Mm-hmm. That is your mulligan Thanksgiving.
Look what she gets.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a trade-off.
Memorial Day. She
anyone
didn't really, yeah,
would
I mean, it's
yeah, you get Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
You
which
get all
ones
the other
do you want?
Holidays.
I want the ones where it's warm.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You keep Christmas and all the cold.
So, it's one of these things where I've found over the years, just don't even bring it up because it won't be appreciated or understood.
Nobody feels sorry for you.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so, like, years and years of me doing morning radio, when I would duck out at night from whatever dinners or out with the guys, I'd duck out at 9 or 10 o'clock and I'd get the usual kind of razzing about it.
Yeah.
A few times I said, you have no idea what it's like to wake up that early, have to be energized and alert and with an attack plan of here's what I want to talk about, how I want to do it, and then execute it so you don't come off sounding like an idiot. It's a lot to deal with. Whenever I said that, guys like, bah, yeah, whatever. You run your mouth on the radio. And it was a completely unsympathetic take on what we do.
But most people don't wake up in the middle of the night.
I know, but I learned, I said, just don't share with this with people because they wouldn't know.
I'm not going to get Tim Brandt. When I got in it and filled in for Tim at WMAL, and you're filling in for a morning update, because there are times Harden and Weaver were so powerful.
Yes.
You're not going over on anything. We barely have a minute, 10, minute, 12, whatever you're doing. Because it was so synchronized on the spot because they're billing and they're making cash.
Yes.
So get in, do what you got to do, and get the heck out of there because you understand how enormous this thing is and how many people are – just that time of the morning is amazing. And they do it for – Harden and Weaver did forever.
Yeah.
They go right from there to the golf course, and but their life centers around it. And
you know
those
what
are
else?
Tough jobs.
You know what else? There's delivery dock workers that also work Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there are men and women with guns that defend this country on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Amen.
So with respect to Carissa, with respect to Aaron Andrews, who I don't think was trying to say anything insensitive and it got twisted, next time, just don't bother. just don't bother because nobody is going to care. All right, we're almost final down in Starkville. We'll update you on the Egg Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
And other stuff going on in college football as it's Doc and I here on a Friday, a Black Friday, 2025 in the nation's capital.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back, Zabe and Doc. I just met Kevin, your update guy, during the break. I hate him already. Hate. Pure hate.
He's good.
Well, listen to that voice.
He's a pro.
Listen. Yeah. Yeah, but listen to the pipes. Listen to how deep.
He's blessed.
And how solid they are. And did you see his hair?
Yeah, he's blessed. Full head.
That's something stupid.
Was he 12?
Yeah, young, trim guy.
He's 12.
From Sterling, Virginia. I used to live in Sterling, Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm like, good grief, man.
Everybody here is 11 or 12 or 13. Yeah, what are you talking about?
But with an amazing...
How do you think I feel?
But with an amazing broadcast voice and great hair.
Yeah.
Ah, screw him. I hate his guts. But, you know, I'm amenable to change. You could win me over.
You have to be. Time, but, you have to be. So.
All right. Do you want to talk to Toothpick in Fort Worth?
You'll like
chop
him.
It up.
No, you'll like... You probably already know him because he's in the business as well.
Okay.
Yeah, First String Podcast.
Okay, Pick. Toothpick, let's go. Chip, chop, chop, chop.
What's good, Zabe, man? I'm glad that somebody real is working a day between you and Doc, man. I don't know what I was going to do.
Are you working today, Toothpick?
I am not. I actually have the day.
You're not working?
The weekend off. No. I had to catch up, the first lady, Doc, you know, she wasn't as happy the outcome yesterday.
The Chiefs.
So.
Zabe, quick update.
She's a Chief fan.
No, Pick's a veteran. The love of his life follows the Kansas City Chiefs, so he's been riding the parade for a while. A little bit back to reality now.
Pick, are you a Cowboy fan?
Negative. I am not. We've talked, man. You know, I'm a Commanders fan.
Okay, listen. Pick, I don't have a laminated card with every caller and their, you know, things. I just saw Fort Worth, so I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So please give me a little grace there, but okay. All right, but I bet the Cowboy fans down in Fort Worth are all up and all silly right now after that win yesterday, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, it's that time of year when they're winning and you see all the Cowboy gear, but just wait until the calendar hits January. They will then put up all of their Cowboy gear because they'll be losing.
That's right. So your wife is a Chiefs fan. Does she think they're cooked now?
She actually says, you know, I'm not following the season because the season isn't real. Which after yesterday, watching some of the calls that went against the Chiefs, I guess the Chiefs, I was like, this has got to be the officials making up for all the calls you got during the year.
That's what I felt like.
During the years of your Super Bowl run.
I felt like the NFL just said, you know what, we've canceled the series. The TV show is over. Guess what? Penalty. Because they're like, it was a good run.
Jerry's World.
It was a good run. Travis has already got down on a knee to old Taylor, and it's over. We've had our run. It's over. Back to being what you were beforehand as the Chiefs. Well, she'll get over it. Your wife will get over it. You know, it can't be good for that long forever in the NFL.
She will. I mean, as long as they got 15, though, you know, they always have a chance. And I can't lie, that defense with Spags, you know, he's not giving up, so they're going to have a shot that way as well. But, you know, the reason I called today is because we got to go up to Mile High and face some Broncos. Doc, I wanted to ask this question of you.
Well, don't go to Mile High. It'll be empty. They're coming here.
Well, that's right. That's right. I'm tripping.
That's
I'm
right.
Tripping. I don't know why I thought
it was that. I didn't want you to book a flight and then be there embarrassed.
No. It's just my question. It was just my question that threw me off here. Doc, have you ever played at the old Mile High Stadium? And yes. If so, what was that environment like?
Not easy to breathe.
It was a mile high.
It's not a joke. It's real. Even worse than being there as a player, because as a player, you are kind of shape. As a broadcaster, going up there to do a Westwood One game, climbing the steps all the way up when you don't run every day. Now, that was worse than anything I've ever done.
For a buck toothpick, do you know what the number is in terms of feet? Mile high is how many feet?
Oh no, I don't know it, but I do know that
they put it on the field.
They have
now.
It plastered around the stadium.
Yes, 5280 is the number.
Yes,
5280 mile high, and they're knocking that place down and building a new one with that Walton family money. Yes, Doc, they've agreed to build a new stadium in Denver. It's crazy.
Didn't know that.
They barely opened that thing 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, let's get something new.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, toothpick.
All right, Pete. Be good.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. You think his wife is a Chiefs fan because the Chiefs were used to be the Dallas Texans? Do you think his wife knows that the Chiefs began
to go back that far
as the Dallas Texans before moving to Kansas
City? Yeah. I don't think so. But it was close, those two franchises. And again, if you're my age, you kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the AFL and the whole nine yards, it was interesting.
See, your boy Mark May just recently came out in full throat voice of the name Redskins.
I missed him, man. Because usually he's on TV, radio. He's always somewhere working, broadcasting. And no, it doesn't surprise me at all. For May Day to go against the grain or to go with whatever he believes. And to state, it was good to see him. I haven't seen him in a while. And so that was comforting.
But that ship has sailed.
I think it's sold. It
has
sailed.
And the logo.
From here.
There was some hope early this year, like, hey, you know what? The logo's making a bit of a rally here. And you got the Super Bowl era jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the most they could get away with was
the feather.
Yeah, probably the feather.
Feather. That's what I wanted. If you just
R feather, the Lombardi logo that he used for 1 year because it was a sort of a mimic of the Green Bay logo.
Yeah, I didn't like it because of the Green Bay prominence. I thought we were trying to copy them. I never liked that. I loved the
logo.
You would
take it though, wouldn't you? For
1 week,
I'd take
anything
of a throwback.
Oh, for the what a throwback is.
Okay, here's what I would love, and I think you get away with it because it doesn't involve the name Redskin, actually, or doesn't involve the old logo as well, which not going to get into that debate right now. Mm-hmm. We all know the parameters of it. But when they wore the yellow helmet throwback with the ketchup over mustard combo, or better yet, the white jersey over mustard, they played a game against the Giants in that combo, that tricolor combo, and it was so chef's kiss great. And I would love to be able to roll that out just once a year.
Mustard pants?
Yeah. I love the mustard pants.
With the spear.
The mustard pants.
Even though Bruce Allen, who I sarcastically dubbed the director of pants and picnics.
That was the funniest thing.
Bruce Allen was all about Alumni Day.
Yeah.
And he had to invite Darnarian McCants back for Alumni Day. And I said, don't invite that zilch back. And Andy Poland was apoplectic going, well, he played on the team. You can't exclude him. I'm like, you can exclude anybody you want. And then I turned it on Andy and I said, so you're going to invite Haynesworth back? Because he was on the team. Well, I don't know. That's different. I go, no, it's not different. If you're like, you got to invite Darnarian McCants back because he once played for 5 minutes for the team, you got to invite Fat Albert back. And then we devolved into the why we care so much about these picnics and these comeback days and these homecoming days. We stink as a team. Maybe focus more on not stinking would be a good idea.
I can't argue any of it because this fall from grace has been far longer than I ever could have anticipated. But then when you look back and pull that curtain back and you see who was involved and who was really making the decisions, and you realize that if the head guy has no experience whatsoever at anything competitive, team sports-wise, why are we surprised?
Yeah.
And when you really cut these staffs, break them down, open the door on them all, you'd know exactly what I've been saying forever.
Doc, you and I and others that were close to the team mm-hmm. under the most dysfunctional of the Snyder years mm-hmm. have so many stories that most people would say to your face, that can't be true. You're lying. You're mm-hmm. exaggerating. That's mm-hmm. not possible. Mm-hmm. And we would look them in the eye and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1,000% true.
And
I've got it verified from four different people.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't believe it.
No.
So it was kind of a miracle they won any games during that stretch, during that period. Because it was a frat house that played football on Sundays with the predictable results. I am thrilled they're under professional management now.
This is
a great thing. The next step is to get a stadium that we can all really like and get into, and there's no final plans on that yet. I don't know if you have a strong feeling about it's got to be a true outdoor stadium. I guess that's
not
happening.
I don't want it to be. I want it to be if retractable is a way, or like SoFi, where you can have natural air in it and still have it retractable. I mean, still have it closed.
So you wouldn't mind cold as long as you don't get wet?
Yes.
Wow.
Cold's not a problem. Wet is a problem.
Nobody's building that stadium.
SoFi has it.
No, I'm sorry. Nobody's building the stadium in a cold weather climate where you're going to be cold but dry. They figure if we're going to go to the lengths to make you mm-hmm. dry, we might as well just make you warm and we'll close it all in. Because then they can get conventions.
You're right.
Other events inside.
You're right. And you have to do it for what's going to keep the place, the lights on the longest.
Yes.
And we get
we don't
that
have
return.
To build a new one like Denver is in about 5
years.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
So the other thing that people get all worked up about is, okay, what about natural grass? Can we design a way to have natural grass with grow lights as the winter comes and sets in, with perhaps some plastic fibers mixed in like Green Bay has? Can we just have something that's natural-ish grass? And many people are quite hung up about it, even if it's in a fully indoor stadium. I don't know, Doc. I don't know if it matters.
Arizona rolls theirs out so
they
can
do.
Get sun and roll it back in.
But we ain't Arizona. Try growing grass right now until the end of the year. It's not going to happen. So we can't do what Arizona does. They would have to literally pallet in new sod from somewhere south or west and install it and put it together. I mean, it's an expense. It's doable.
Is it doable?
It is.
Then money's no object.
That's what I would hope.
Yeah.
That's what I would
sacrifice on a retractable dome and go with real grass.
So you would
foot that cost.
So, okay, that's a good question about a trade-off. Okay. If they said no retractable roof, so fully indoors, mm-hmm. but actual grass with worms buried inside of the grass.
Yep.
You'd be like, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Okay. But a full enclosed dome with the fake stuff, all fake, how would that?
Can't do it.
You okay. Have you been to Minnesota's?
Yes. It's awesome.
But it's fake.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is just, the Super Bowl's day, it was just, when we were there, and I go, just being in Minnesota and going through that, I have such appreciation for them. Don't want to be them. It's just, it is so cold. It's like.
Oh, it's unbelievably cold.
It's unbearable.
Bone-rattling cold. And to be indoors there where you can take your coat off and enjoy the game, it's pretty glorious. And even Minnesotans have figured out, we don't need to be in the cold any longer than we have to be.
Yeah. Well, Green Bay.
Green Bay's built different.
Yeah.
Green Bay are lunatics.
Interesting.
And if you want, because we're here on a Friday and there's nothing else going on, it has gone final, I believe, in Starkville. Ole Miss has thrashed Mississippi State. We'll see what Lane Kiffin says at the podium after the game here today. But if you don't mind, on the other side, I'll tell you about the coldest I was in Green Bay watching the Packers these last 5 years. I'll give you that story next. We're here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Question, Doc. How do you know that your friends are all old middle-aged men with nothing better to do on their time?
How do you know it?
They send you photos of their cigars on bourbon glasses at their cigar smoking place.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've been through that.
I'm looking at the group chat going, okay, great.
They all had hall passes. And that's what they want you to know. They want you to show you that they got released from home. Yeah.
I got released briefly on my own recognizance.
Exactly.
Briefly. But I'll be required to get checked back in by 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I got to be back in the yard by 7 o'clock.
And there's a designated spot, which makes it convenient, because I'm going to be with the boys.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be at the spot. And that's the good thing about it.
And these are Wisconsin boys, and they're facing 12 to 15 inches of snow tomorrow morning. So they're going to get hammered.
They're going to work.
Yeah, they're going to get hammered tomorrow, and they're making the most of it. But I just looked at my phone. I was like, okay, you boys are out there. Also, they also put a photo of, I guess, their paid tout service was hyping up Mississippi State +7. I just go, oh, how'd that one work out for you? As Mississippi State got drilled today. Mm-hmm. Your final score, Ole Miss 38, Mississippi State 19.
I can't wait to hear Smoot explain it, how they got a raw deal.
We could call him right now. Mm-hmm. We do have a minute here. So you want me to hot call Smoot? Let's see.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Oh, he probably Smoot pick up now.
Picks up.
He's not afraid of the moment.
Ben, what do you think of Smoot picking up the phone?
Relay the number. I'll call him.
Oh, no, no, no. Watch this. I'm going to hit him right here. Just going to do this right here. There we go, right here.
Oh, wow.
Gives it a more organic
feel.
Oh,
yes. It is nice.
Get the dump button ready in case he comes out hot.
He'll probably have his valet pick it up. Yeah.
We'll see where I rank on Smoot's pecking order of guys to pick up the phone. OC right now holding down the fort. How are you?
Mississippi State.
I am great, brother. How y'all doing, man?
Good. We just wanted a wellness check after you guys decided to steal the jersey of the other team's quarterback, your rival, and get drilled
again
like the Arctic Preserve. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I had to watch the Egg Bowl and watch our demise, but other than that, I'm doing great, man. Happy holidays, y'all.
Good. Did you have high hopes for the Egg Bowl or no?
Yeah, I did, man, because usually the worst team, the team that's having the worst year, usually win that game.
That's true. That's true. Now, is Kiffin staying? Do you know anything about that?
I do not know anything about it, but I, as a Mississippi State Bulldog, hope he's leaving.
That would be nice. That'd be good for you. By the way, you see how busy Smoot is these days now, Doc, doing stuff on Barstool here, there, and
it's
everywhere.
It's Fred Smoot, man.
He's unbelievable.
Fred Smoot.
I'm honored that you picked up the phone for me today, Fred. I really appreciate that.
Always. You know, I always pick it up for you, brother Zay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Doc, anything else to say to Fred?
No, man. You know, miss you, love you. You the man, and just stay on top.
Always, doctor. Always, brother. You already know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Freddie. Thank you, bud. See you.
See you, Smoot.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. He picks up for me.
That's good.
It's better than a lot of my quote friends.
Well,
straight to voicemail.
Just made my job even easier.
Right. You didn't even have to punch him up there.
Nope.
Always a little risky because you never know if a guy comes out hot. But that's what the dump button was invented for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
My feeling has always been, Doc, if you're not using the dump button once a month, then you're not going fast enough in radio.
I love it. Agreed. As a producer. Agreed. Because sometimes if I'm not even sure, just dump it.
Well, you know what really ruined things for us on this side of the glass when it comes to expletives and things that could get you in trouble with our FCC overlords?
What
was
that?
The one event that really changed everything, Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Now, again, Matt, Wardrobe. You're probably too young Wardrobe. To remember that.
I bet no,
of course I know this.
How old were you when that nipple ring came flying out and hit America
I don't know. I took a media law class, and that's definitely, there's a whole class, a whole lecture dedicated to that.
Oh, yeah. No, so the motto was, when in doubt, leave it out. And they made us go through all these training modules about, okay, what about this? What would you do in this? What do you? And it quickly dawned on me, Doc, they're not going to pay me any extra to be edgy or funny. So I am going to trim my sales considerably on everything because I don't need the meeting. I don't need to be called in. I don't need to get suspended in the wake of this. And I was so mad.
No, it's
at
not
Timberlake
worth it.
And Janet Jackson. I was like, okay, nice stunt. But you have made my life a pain in the balls. Thanks for nothing.
Question. What did Smoot say when he came on? Because I couldn't really make out what he said. And I thought I heard Doc say, did you bleep it? So I dumped it. I don't know. You might have not even said anything wrong.
No, I think he was clean.
Yeah, he was clean.
Oh, all right. Well.
Well, internet listeners, they would get the pure feed, right? We don't dump internet stuff.
No, I think that still gets dumped.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. Sorry, Smoot.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I've had times in which I've had to be dumped twice in a short span of time where the producer is scrambling going, "We it hasn't reset yet," because it takes a while to reset the dump.
What'd you say?
Something funny.
Okay.
Something edgy.
Yeah.
Something that in today's day and age, Doc, should easily be available on public airwaves because we live in a prudish society that should permit a bit more open discussion about things. Naughty words get said at times.
Agreed.
Have you not seen how athletes and coaches talk at the podium now? Used to be they would never swear. Now they're dropping F-bombs and S-bombs trying to be cool, tough guys. And I'm like, hey, this kid's watching. Clean it up. Which is kind of hypocritical of me, but that's where I'm at. All right.
Understood. Well,
okay. Look at this. We are rounding into overtime now as we are 3 hours into this wonderful joyride. 45 minutes to go. Hour is done. On the other side, we can go anywhere you want. I'm going to tell you about the time I was freezing to death at Lambeau Field.
I want to hear that.
And then we can...
Tell you about the time I was freezing at Lambeau Field.
Okay, and then we can get into some off-road topics as well as we take you up to the Capitals at 4:45 right here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.